From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Lorna Chirot Littleway reports in the Columbia paper on the August 14th meeting of the Hillsdale Town Board. During that meeting, Supervisor Peter Chipkowski decried the lack of transparency around the recent appointment of Carmen Martino, a Republican and former state trooper, as the interim replacement for Dr. Andrea Coleman as county coroner. Coleman, a Democrat, abruptly resigned in July after serving for less than 8 months on the job. Chipkowski said there was a lack of transparency on the county board of supervisors' part in naming Coleman's successor. He noted another candidate, Democrat Bernadette Powers, has a medical background and 35 years of experience as a registered nurse, family nurse practitioner, and psychiatric nurse practitioner. Columbia County voters will have the opportunity to choose a new coroner in November. Powers has announced her intention to run. Chipkowski also announced the county sheriff's office intends to crack down on speeders passing through Hillsdale along Routes 22 and 23. The supervisor said the town should consider adding radar speed warning signs, although they cannot be posted on the intersecting routes. Board members and Highway Superintendent Richard Briggs identified Michael Hunt, West End, and Oxbow Roads as additional locations where speeding drivers are a problem. Hillsdale Assessor Pam Cook updated the board on the property revaluation project. The new valuations take effect September 2019. The last Hillsdale property revaluation was a decade or more ago. The Hillsdale Town Board will hold its next meeting and budget workshop 7 p.m. on Tuesday, September 11th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The New York Times editorial board has endorsed Zephyr Teachout in the Democratic primary for Attorney General. In an opinion piece published late August 19th, the paper declared Teachout the best candidate in the crowded primary field. The other nominees are New York City public advocate Latia James, U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, and attorney Lacia Eve. The endorsement noted Teachout's work on the Emoluments Clause against President Donald J. Trump, but argued her focus on the president would not distract her from working on issues like tenants' rights and criminal justice reforms. The editorial board anticipates she will also recruit some of the best lawyers in the country to work in her office. The endorsement reads, and I quote, "New York needs a great lawyer. We believe that Democrats who are seeking a means of standing up to the Trump presidency and graft in Albany can find in Ms. Teachout their most effective champion for democracy and civil rights, good government and the environment, workers' rights, fair housing, and gender equality." Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Daily Freeman is reporting the not-for-profit environmental organization Scenic Hudson has added two new members to its board of directors. Dr. Siebel Fishman of Brooklyn and Rhinebeck is a dermatologist with a practice in New York City. She enjoys hiking in the surrounding Hudson Valley. Judah S. Kashar of Chappaqua and Clinton Corners is a managing partner of Roaring Brook Capital, an equity fund established in 2006. Kashar owns a farm in Millbrook and is interested in regenerative farming, locally sourced food, and social entrepreneurship. Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan said Fishman and Kashar will serve Scenic Hudson well. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.